The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday edition of The News Show. It is the 12th of September, 2019. We got the best Apple news. Yep, it's going to be an Apple edition of The News Show. Getting you caught up in all that happened at the major Apple iPhone 11 event. And we got it all for you right now, condensed in about 5 minutes. Well, of course, we started out with Tim taking the stage. Oh, boy, we got so much crap for you today. Well, I'm paraphrasing. That isn't what he said. But it has to be said, they did have a lot of stuff to unveil at this Apple event. Starting off with Apple Arcade. We've been hearing about it for quite a while now. But finally, we know what it's going to entail and how much it's going to cost. Well, as far as pricing is concerned, it's going to cost us $4.99 a month. And that's going to be for your entire family. Other things we know, 100 exclusive games to the platform. And not only will you be able to play them on your iPhone, you got it on your iPad too, your Mac, and of course your Apple TV. And all of this arcade fun will be coming our way September 19th. Now, of course, the next biggest thing that we've been hearing about for months now, Apple TV Plus. Well, that's what they rolled on to next. Tim came back out, okay, I got Apple TV. Well, most of those things now have been answered. First and foremost, the price, which was a bit of a surprise, $4.99 a month. Yep, sitting right next to your arcade subscription. And again, because it's an Apple TV Plus app, you'll be watching it either on your iPhone, your Mac, your iPad, and of course your Apple TV. Now, one thing that Timmy Boy was super excited about, saying if you're going to buy a new iPhone or an iPad or a new Apple TV, you're going to get 1 whole year free of Apple TV Plus. Though you won't be able to start enjoying that full year subscription until it launches, yes, on November 1st. All right, now that we got software out of the way, that's where we move on to the old hardware and we start off with the new iPad. Yeah, the 7th generation iPad has been unveiled with its 10.2-inch Retina display. Not to mention also that it has a 3.7 times wider viewing angle now too, plus with the A10 Fusion chip on board. You can really tell Apple is definitely trying to make the iPad as a laptop replacement, indicating of course the optional keyboard you can get with it that's also a case, and not to mention that little accessory that plugs into the iPad so you can get stuff off a USB stick and back and forth, and yeah, you get the idea. The other nice thing to see, the price, $329 is what it starts at, which you can actually start pre-ordering now, and they're saying they'll start shipping out on September 30th. Then we moved on to even more hardware, this time the one on your wrist. Yes, Apple Watch. Yes, the Series 5 is here. Well, almost anyways. And you're going to be able to show its new display off in all its glory all the time. Why? Because that display is always on. Yes, thanks to some new technology, and thank goodness it doesn't take away from the battery life, at least that's what Apple is promising, you'll be able to see that wonderful display on your Apple Watch 24/7. Well, not 24/7, 18 hours a day, which for some reason, Apple calls all-day battery life. Last time I checked, it's 24 hours in a day. Bam! Minor details. Speaking of details, how about a new compass? Yeah, it's built right in on the Series 5. No, it doesn't go on the strap and have that little bubble thing, you know? This allows you, just like on your iPhone, put it up to you as, oh, where am I? Oh, yes, I'm here. Brings up, of course, to your Apple Maps, and you'll be able to navigate that way all on your wrist. Now, of course, with the Series 5, there are GPS models and the GPS Plus cellular models. GPS is start off at $399, while it'll cost $100 more for the cellular model. And the new watches will be hitting the shelves coming September 20th. Alright, now on to what the event was really all about, iPhone 11. And we start off with just the plain old iPhone 11, of course, and its new colors. Now there's 6 new colors for the new iPhone 11. Yeah, Apple's going the color route again. Including yellow, purple, white, and green, red, and of course, black. Of course, the main features touted on the new phone, the camera at the back, particularly the second camera, giving you a much wider viewing angle. It's got that 6.1 liquid retina display on there. And most of those little features that are inside the phone, well, that's all because of software and iOS 13. Haptic touch, these kind of things, yeah. Back to the hardware, however, though, now Apple is promising spatial audio. What does that mean? Well, it's supposed to immerse you in a whole bunch of sound around you from a phone. While it sounds nice, remember, at the end of the day, it is a phone. Don't expect to be blown away like you do with your Dolby Atmos theater system at home. Probably one of the nicest features, however, though, with a new camera is the night mode. Yeah, pretty dark pictures can become very vibrant now and actually look pretty damn good. Of course, everybody wants to know battery life on the thing, particularly when the 10R, yeah, was pretty good on battery life. Well, get ready for one extra hour of battery life. I don't know what all they've got turned on or turned off or what settings or what. I know an hour doesn't really sound like much, but at least the 10R is a good stepping point. Of course, we got that prize for you starting, yep, $699 for the new iPhone 11. But if you want to take it up to the pro level, you're going to need the iPhone 11 Pro. Where's the pro come in? Well, I guess with the O and the extra camera that's at the back. But according to Tim Cook,
they're the most advanced iPhones ever, with a stunning new design.
The Pro apparently is made of some surgical-grade steel, and the back is actually a single piece of machine glass. Now, other than those three slightly protruding camera humps at the back, it has a pretty slick look to it. Not to mention, we've got the new colors of midnight green, space gray, an all-new gold, and of course, silver. Other things we're seeing on it, of course, is a new Super Retina display they're touting, and on board, of course, that A13 Bionic chip. Now, the iPhone Pros will be shipping September 20th, with the iPhone 11 Pro starting at $999, and if you need a little bit bigger screen, of course, that 6.5-inch screen, with the iPhone 11 Pro Max, that will start setting you back about $1,100. Whew, and yeah, that's pretty much it for the Apple event. Once again, Tim was on.
We just love to make products. They're for you, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for coming. We love you all.
And that was pretty much the event done. And hopefully, that gets you up to speed now. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is, of course, our website for everything that's going on at the British Tech Network. Check it out for yourself today. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there and check out our blog review section. There's a lot going on over there. Check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join us at our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, yes, indeed, will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. I'll try to make it Apple-free as can be, but I'm sure there'll be one or two that sneak in there. But until then, hope you're having a fantastic Thursday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.